Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me in the studio this morning, and I do mean morning, it's 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on August 26, 2016. Joining me in the studio is Reed Bennett. And Reed, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. How are you today?
Good morning. I think they taught you in the Marine Corps sleep is a personal problem, so I'm good to go.
Okay, good, good. And we will talk a little bit about your military experience. You are heading up a very interesting business entitled Hero Homes, and you'll also share with us what that's about. But since the show is focused on the leadership and the interest of the entrepreneurs that are running an organization, I'd love for you, Reed, to take us back to what really put you on the path of entrepreneurship. When did you sort of know that you had that in your blood? What were some of the indicators?
Well, I think that I describe myself as an entrepreneur, but I think my wife calls it glorified unemployment. So there's lots of us waiting around and then brief moments of intense activity. So thank you very much for letting me say my side of the story.
Great. At least it's on record now. That it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, dear, you're right. How's okay. that? 26 years of marriage and counting, having learned that one thing. I guess I was recently looking into the bio of the guy who started Morningstar, which is the big financial network that covers mutual funds, a guy named Joe Mansueto, who's on my target radar screen. Joe, if you're listening, you're not going to get away from me. I'll eventually get to you. But he started cutting grass and, you know, got some people to work for him to cut grass. And, you know, I had lemonade stands and cut grass and did whatever paid and just found it fascinating that you could do something for people and provide them value and they would pay you. So I guess that's at the very core of all business, right?
It is. And what were some of the ages that you were doing these activities?
Well, I was always the kid that the friend said, I'm scared to do it. You do, hey, Bennett, you do it. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't remember not trying to, like, basically do some type of entrepreneurial activity, although in those days they didn't really call it that. They called it, I don't know, a kid with moxie and I was stealing plums off a neighbor's trees and selling them to the neighbor next, the other neighbor. So, good, bad, or indifferent, it's part of the life, right?
I love it. I love it. So from entrepreneurial, and again, back then it was just a kid with some energy and a sense of productivity and helping others and got the benefit of getting a little bit of money to go to the movies or something like that. So you and I both share a college experience of Princeton University. While you were at Princeton, were you engaged in entrepreneurship and or while you're in the military? Tell us about those two experiences.
So my college roommate and I, it was the preppy phase. I don't know if people know what the preppy is, but kind of preparatory school that a lot was a feeder into, I was a public high school kid, but feeder into these Ivy League schools. And so there was this thing called the preppy handbook. And my roommate, who was a public high school kid from Pennsylvania, and I was a public high school kid from California, we designed the Nuke the Preppies t-shirt, which had the Izod alligator, which is kind of the symbol of the preppy life, was pierced by a nuclear bomb and had a mushroom cloud on top of it. And on the back, although we eventually cut that off because it was more expensive to print on the back, was this the words, "It's not the school, it's the attitude." So We've made about $20,000 in the course of one school year selling these things through one little line in People magazine. And it was, the feature was the preppy handbook, and then they had a feature on the anti-preppy movement. You know, this is the media always trying to set up a controversy. And we had one little line, just like nuke the preppies t-shirts and a telephone number, or it was maybe a P.O. box. And it just goes to show how powerful markets are, that one little line, we made like $20,000, which we promptly blew on beer. I was beer for ourselves and our other 1,000 friends that we became very popular with. And then I was thinking about what I'm going to do after Princeton, and, you know, it was such a gift. I still feel honored, and, you know, for a kid out from California where there's nothing older than dirt mud huts, maybe of some Indian remains, and you come out to Princeton and these Ivy League covered halls, and you can look at a building, and there's a mark in the wall where a British cannonball hit the Nassau Hall, which was where the Continental Congress met. So it's certainly history. But infused by just like the all-American story, I guess, and with all my friends either going off to Wall Street or law school or investment banking, found that it sounded so boring, although now most of them are retired, which goes to show who's smarter. I also wanted to do national service, so it was pretty strong in me. And at the time, it was the Reagan cabinet was full of Marines. There were two Princeton Marines, George Shultz and Jim Baker, and Don Regan was a Marine. So it seemed to make sense. And then I had this roommate who was going to go into the Marine Corps ever since he was 7 years old, and they called him, my family calls him, Jewish mother's worst nightmare. I followed my Pied Piper off to the Marine Corps and had a four-year, fortunately, peaceful experience, but it was really quite spectacular. So that is at the very core of my being, is the Princeton experience and the Marine Corps experience. And then, if you want to know about leadership and entrepreneurship in the Marine Corps, I'd be glad to talk about that, too.
Well, let's talk about that briefly, Reed. Before we got officially on air, you were making some comparisons and talking about the advantage of learning about leadership in the military. So just spend a few moments on that, and then that will probably allow us to segue to what you're doing now, because there really is a strong connection to your military exposure.
Well, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, it's easy to lead in the military. People have to do what you tell them to do. And I guess I never talk about the mentality of young person that joins into the Marine Corps, or worse. But, you know, I was never given the honor of leading Marines in combat, which is why you go into the Marine Corps, I must admit, the deep, dark secret. But in the peacetime environment, it was a wonderful leadership lab. Because, you know, the world is so complicated and there's so many moving pieces, it's tough to kind of work on your leadership and really understand what's leadership and what's the world and, you know, how you match those things. But there were fewer moving pieces in the Marine Corps. You were put into a position of authority, whether you deserved it or not. And for those of us who attempted to deserve it, you were able to kind of like try different leadership styles of hard ass and soft and, you know, compelling and motivating and all those kind of things. And you could really kind of test yourself out against that. And at the very end of my Marine Corps experience, the last thing I think I was 26, and I had 500 people working for me, or 600 people working for me, 600 Marines. As a senior officer said to me as I was getting out, you know, running away to go to Harvard Business School, which wasn't the worst thing in the world, and it was certainly didn't get into Harvard Business School on my grades, because I thought I was going into the Marine Corps and I thought I might die. So I was, you know, kind of had a different attitude to how hard I had this. I was thinking about studying. But they said, you know, it's going to be a long time until you get 600 people working for you. And absolutely right. It's like I'm still working to get 600 people working for me, and who knows, maybe with my present startup, this will be the one. So it was a it was an amazing experience, as well as you know, an attempt to give back to this wonderful country, which is another, you know, gift to me that's on my kind of merry charmed life.
Well, you definitely have a spirit of appreciation, and literally a world view and thinking about others, which really brings me to ask, what are you doing now in terms of entrepreneurship, and why is your business and the partners that you work with, why are you doing what you're doing?
So HeroHomes.com is a, if anybody knows, like a Realtor or Zillow.com, which are websites you go to find homes for sale. This is the equivalent of that. And if we're lucky, we'll be able to private label the website so we don't have to reinvent that wheel. But we'll see. It's focused on military vets. A significant benefit of military service, which is a no-money-down home buying power, and to rectify and leverage the fact that, and there's 24.2 million of us in this country, we represent 10% of the U.S. adult population. And the effort is meant to rectify and for profit leverage the fact that virtually none of us know that we can use this VA loan guarantee, which is up to a no money down $417 to $721,000, depending on what county you're in, to buy and be a resident landlord. And this is, again, no money down, which is spectacular for the vet. A duplex, a triplex, a four unit, or a five unit income producing property. And in the, and one of the units can be a commercial unit, which the vet could have their own business in and pay, essentially pay themselves rent. So 99.85% of America's 24.2 million military vets, which includes active duty, reservists, National Guard, and honorably discharged and or retired, have no clue that we have this $10 to $17 trillion of no money down buying power to be resident landlords in small multifamily income producing properties. So our, so not only is, I think, you know, maybe I'll get to the point where I have 600 people working with me for me pretty quickly, but also our tagline is buy with for America's 24.2 million military vets to anchor and lead the great American renewal. Because I think, you know, I wonderfully now, not like in Vietnam days or post-Vietnam days, people have given a lot of respect to the military vets. But I think there's kind of this focused on, you know, on winning or unwitting, well-meaning or not, that we are damaged goods. And as you can tell from my experience, the Marine Corps was the best gift I ever got in my life, including the Princeton and the woman I chose to marry, and, you know, a great family. And then, of course, the Harvard Business School and everything like that. But, you know, I really, I mean, if this, hopefully, you know, this will leverage the desire for military vets to lead as opposed to be helped. And while we do appreciate the help, where the demographics of this group of individuals is, we got a 33% higher per capita income, and we tend to stay employed better and longer. So don't, you know, nobody go out there and not want to help a vet or appreciate a vet or thank us for his service. But we are like a really, we're a really got it together group of individuals. And so what I see is, here's this buying power that allows us to anchor communities while, you know, people subsidizing our rent and paying down our mortgage and maybe getting an operating profit and maybe getting wealthy through property and community value appreciation. So as you can tell, I'm rather excited about this, but it's more like if you are a vet listening to me today, please go to HeroHomes.com, sign up. My dear friend, sales marketing guy, or could we call him program director, Ian O'Rourke will talk to you. And we'll try to help you at the very least. And if you're the type of individual that your financial wherewithal, you know, won't allow you to do this, then we're going to next get in a, you've heard the term rent to own. We call it rent to landlord, where we hope that, you know, maybe a vet resident landlord would have vet renters, although the renters don't have to be vets per se. It's a market rate deal. And over the course of whatever it takes to repair credit or, you know, teach people how to manage this type of opportunity, that they'll be in line for being the next vet resident landlord. And if we can, you know, surge like it was done in Iraq and Afghanistan, military vets into, shall we say, challenged America, not that this has to go into only challenged America, that we will be able to anchor the great American renewal, as I say. So I have very small goals. And, you know, I'm only,
only
going,
the world.
I'm only going, yeah, I'm only, yeah, exactly. You know, as my, I got a 16-year-old mini-me son who's who's half-joking goal in life is world domination. So maybe a version, maybe a more subtle version of that is what I'm trying to achieve.
Well, Reed, that's great. And I do actually remember the years of thinking world domination was totally possible. And that's as an African-American female. I just, from experience, I thought, you know, hey, anything is possible, and it's all in the nation's service. So you've got a great story to tell, and clearly you are passionate, and your business is up and running and has some legs. What are some examples of success stories that you have in working with vets and your business, HeroesHomes.com?
I've talked to 1,000 vets in the 5 years that I've slogged through to get ready to be able to launch with this and get my venture capital money and start going like heck, or, you know, I'm sure the Marines use a harder word than heck, but I'll, this is radio, right? We've only been live about a month, and we have 100 vets that we've quote unquote pre-qualified. We are in 20 states with affiliate mortgage brokers and real estate agents. And, you know, the 1,000 vets that I talk to along the way, anybody with a T-shirt, a tattoo, or a bumper sticker is what I said. I was like, hey, I'm working on this idea. What do you think? The response has been overwhelming. And my program manager, you know, this is a euphemism for sales marketing guy, Ian O'Rourke, who, that you sign up and you get to talk to, every time I talk to him, he goes from, like, you know, the phone not ringing to him going crazy. So it's a really, it's a nice problem to have. And the response has been, you know, you got to be kidding me. I mean, that's what we say is, like, once you get over the, like, this sounds too good to be true, you know, people are really happy because, as I say, it's like this core of people. A lot of us had alternatives. Some didn't to military service, but the very core ethic is this feeling of, oh, I can, I'm not just a victim. I'm not just a, you know, a person with problems. I'm somebody that can, you know, create a future, financial future for myself, and I can also, you know, support my community. And the allowance, the gift of being able to lead and feel like you're part of something greater than yourself. So I think the biggest success, as my program manager Ian says to me, you know, and it kills him, he says, you're proven right again on all these theories I had, but the theories come from 5 years of talking to 1,000 people and trying to figure out a business model to make this whole thing work. And of course, trying to simplify it. So, you know, it is this feeling of validation that I might've jumped onto something and that it is, has a purpose higher than me.
Excellent. Well, you've mentioned leadership several times, Reed, and as we come to a close on the interview, I'm wondering, what's a favorite quote that motivates you as a leader, since you, in a sense, have invested 5 years to become an overnight success? You're here now, 1 month into kind of the business being open. So what quote motivates you?
Well, you know, what's interesting is now I'm that type of person that puts a quote on the bottom of their emails, right? I used to always, like, kind of roll my eyes at those people. I was like, oh, that's so geeky. So, you know, my quote changes. You know, what are my favorites at this point? I don't know. I picked up something and list because I'm doing all this crazy driving to go to these meetings because it might as well drive instead of have a hassle flying in many cases. And I'm listening to CDs on tape. And this is a, what is it called? I even have it here. I'm in the car. Plain Honest Men, The Making of the American Constitution, which is kind of the stuff that you're allowed to listen to for 20 straight hours when you have the time because the dear wife isn't in the car. But there's this great quote I've got at the bottom of my emails now, which is, all among us are happy as have happy dispositions. And it's by Benjamin Franklin. And I think, you know, kind of talks about it means in the context, it was basically a letter of, you know, what's the feeling in the constitutional convention. And I think what he was saying was there's a certain element of some people are just plain happy. And I think if any one of my challenges in the Marine Corps is I just smile too much. It was just so awesome. I loved it so much. And I do have a happy disposition. But also I think it's a call to, you know, make yourself happy. And I think one of the great ways to do that is to, you know, as everybody tries to teach their kids, is like do what you like and do what you think you're good at, and, you know, don't worry about, it's not about the money, and it's about what, you know, what's your passion and what's driving you. So this is at the very core of my essence and also the core of the herohomes.com that's happening now.
Wow. Well, you are definitely on your way to achieving significant business results, and when I think about the business model that you've shared, by connecting vets to funds so that they can not only own homes, but very specifically be a resident landlord, you're helping them create significant business results because they then have an asset, which is income producing. What is the message as we wrap up the interview that you'd like to lead with listeners who are not vets but may know vets? And then I'll ask you that same question as it relates to vets. But I imagine a large number of our listeners are not vets themselves. What's the message that you want to leave with them?
So the benefit, the VA loan guarantee's major benefit, it is a no money down buying power. There is a program where with 3.5% down called the Federal Housing Administration loan that anybody can get. And it tends to be oriented towards, shall we say, more challenged parts of America. But that's where the property and the land is cheap. And it's a landlord's market. So I am now disclosing, full disclosure, of our future market, which is beyond the 24.2 million military vets that I'm talking to, you know, hopefully some of them today, and please go to herohomes.com. But my gift is you can be a resident landlord too. And please, you know, help us anchor the great American renewal. So everybody is actually applicable. It's just, we're not set up to take advantage of it, but it's good for America. And therefore, here you go. Please look in that and into it also. It's called the FHA loan.
Okay. And for the vets, one last time, how can they get in touch with you and your team to learn more and actually take action on what you have to offer?
So there was an wonderfully increasingly busy program manager called Ian O'Rourke who, when you go to herohomes.com and put in a very small amount of information, we're not here trying to like find, you know, to stalk you. It's what's your telephone number and what state are you from and what's your email address. Ian will call you up, find out where you live, find out what's your experience and what you're interested in, what you're up to. And then, you know, we will try to connect you to an experienced and diligent mortgage broker who understands this space and a real estate broker who knows your local market. And, you know, the world is your oyster. Got a lot of buying power. In the case of the VA loan, it's no money down. And, you know, I think just
kind of the average snuffy military vet can do just as well as everybody else out there, if not better. So HeroHomes.com is, you know, what are you supposed to say things three times? How about nine times? HeroHomes.com, HeroHomes.com.
Well, it's a good thing that it's short and easy to remember and type. So HeroHomes.com. Reed, thanks so much for sharing part of your morning with us. I know that you're on the road, and there's more driving to do and more listening to your tapes and CDs. So please enjoy and be safe in your travels. And thanks for doing what you do in the nation's service.
Thank you.
And for veterans.
Thank you. Thank you, my fellow Princetonian, and thank you, everybody else. Appreciate it.
Thanks again. So continue to listen to Significant Business Results Radio, where we feature entrepreneurs with significant stories and who are making significant impact.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.